All right, and this brings us to one of my favorite parts of the show. This is where we get our leadership lessons from Coach Larry. And this week, Larry's going to tell us how we can keep our cool at work. With no further ado, take it away, Coach Larry.
As a coach, I have regular conversations with leaders as they work on improving their leadership skills. I was working with one leader, and he was working on where he wanted his career to go next. He was at the top of his field. He had published many studies and literally was known all around the world. The phone rings, and as usual, I asked him, "What do you want to work on today?" And he said to me, "A funny thing happened to me today. I got fired from one of my projects. I was told that I'm too emotional and that I make people uncomfortable because I lose my composure." You know, it used to be that as long as your contributions outweighed your bad behavior, your outbursts would be tolerated. That's not the case anymore, at least in my experience. So let's break down what happened here and how this leader went from being at the top of his game to being out of the game. In the past, I've talked about the amygdala hijack. This is where the emotion part of your brain gets triggered and doesn't allow your logic side of the brain the space it needs to guide your behavior. As a result, you're all emotion. In this situation, our leader was triggered by something. There was something that caused him to lose his cool, to raise his voice, and be somewhat physically intimidating. Now, it's not like he jacked anyone up, but he did lean forward, he pointed, he yelled, and he pounded the table, which is not the best approach for fostering dialogue. So what do you do about your triggers? Chances are your triggers and the ensuing behavior that it causes can be categorized as a CLM. It's a career-limiting move. So first step in keeping your composure is knowing what your triggers are. Start by looking at your values, what's important to you. Values drive behavior, and when your values are attacked, then you push back. This is hard work, but it's critical that you know what triggers you. I typically don't get triggered. In fact, sometimes I'm accused of not being alive, but I can tell you that I am triggered by people who are self-centered. You know what really grinds my gears? When I'm walking off a plane or down the jetway, and I have to walk behind a person who is posting on InstaFace that they just landed in whatever destination. So some common triggers are not being taken seriously, or not being treated fairly, or others not being treated fairly. Or sometimes it's certain perks or traditions that are being taken away. Triggers are individual to the person. But many times there's a cumulative effect in play. Again, back to me. It's not the fact that you took the last Cheez-It that set me off. It's that on top of that, I had to make the communal coffee twice today because people don't have the courtesy to make coffee after they had the last cup. And I know someone drank my half and half. Did I mention that people who are self-centered is a trigger for me? I think I did. So a first step. Know what your triggers are, know what sets you off. Next, it's important to know what you don't want to do when you are triggered. I don't want to raise my voice. I don't want to appear defensive. I don't want to be sarcastic. Really. Ask a trusted advisor what they have observed when you get triggered and what the impact is in the room. Then think about what you do want to do when triggered. I do want to seem calm. I do want to be curious and ask questions. And I do want to share my thoughts in a calm manner. I hear often people say that, you know what, Larry, I just reacted. I had no choice. But here's the thing. You always have a choice, even if it's a nanosecond. What helps is you knowing your trigger, recognizing the thoughts and feelings associated with that trigger, and knowing the behavior you want to demonstrate instead when triggered. So here's what I do when I'm triggered. I know that I don't want to appear defensive and I don't want to say something I will regret. The feeling I get when triggered is that I just want this to end. I just want to move on. So what I do want to do is slow things down and ask questions. I try to embrace the fact that I'm really uncomfortable and being okay with that. So now my reaction when I am triggered and feeling defensive is I ask in a calm manner, tell me more about that. Or I'm not sure I understand what you're saying. Then if I need to disagree, I say something like, well, I see it differently and here's why. So what are your triggers? What really grinds your gears? I want to know. Connect with me on LinkedIn or go to my website, www.mendozaandobrien.com.
Oh, Larry, Coach Larry, another gem. That's fantastic information. Guys, I tell you, go to MendozaandOBrien.com. Engage Larry O'Brien. If you need any type of career coaching and training, there is nobody better than Larry. I've been in the business a long time. Larry is fantastic. I have people that every week go to my website and look at the leadership lessons from Coach Larry, and they develop, they bring their leaders in, they sit and listen to the leadership lesson, and they talk about how they can employ what Larry says in their day-to-day business, and they're the better for it. I'm proud to have Coach Larry as a part of the team and a weekly contributor, and I'm telling you what, I take all that he says to heart. When I hear Coach Larry talking, I get a pen and paper out and I take notes. So thank you very much, Coach Larry, for another gem.